This is KCUR. The St. Joseph, Missouri School District is under intense scrutiny. It's being investigated by the FBI, answering several federal grand jury subpoenas, and is waiting for a top-to-bottom review from the state auditor. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, all of this has shaken the school district and the city.
If you just stumbled into the St. Joseph School District convocation at the Civic Center downtown a couple of weeks ago, you'd probably think that all is hunky-dory in this district of 11,000 students. Despite the rally-like atmosphere, all 2,000 people in this arena know the district is in trouble. And in a few minutes, the crowd would acknowledge that in a subtle but profound way. But first, how did the St. Joe schools get in such a mess? Just before the start of last school year, St. Joe hired a new superintendent. Dr. Fred Zerwanka was a seasoned administrator who came from the West Plains, Missouri School District in the Ozarks. According to board members at a state lawsuit, Zerwanka took an insurance company rebate and secretly doled out $270,000 to 54 administrators, from associate superintendents down to assistant building principals. Each one got $5,000 that the district labeled as stipends. Zerwanka had been on the job just 3 weeks.
These are stipends we didn't know about, so we didn't vote on them. They were big amounts.
Chris Stanford is a member of the St. Joseph School Board and the one who broke the secrecy around the stipends. Soon after administrators pocketed the $5,000, brand new Superintendent Fred Zerwanka had a nickname, the Candyman.
Fred Zerwanka and the chocolate factory and his candy stipends. I have no idea where it came from, but it certainly caught on.
In a statement, the district said the stipends were handed out for additional work, like going to nighttime civic events. But the Candyman stipends brought to light a raft of other stipends that the district had been paying out for years. Some administrators at district headquarters were making an extra $9,000 a year for being on the superintendent's council. And there are a dozen more examples of administrative stipends that were never approved by the Board of Education. By April, the FBI was conducting interviews and looking at people's bank records. The Missouri State Auditor embedded a 5-member team in the district offices, and a grand jury in Kansas City issued 2 rounds of subpoenas. After the convocation, Zerwanka refused to talk about the federal investigation.
Have you been interviewed by the FBI?
I'm sorry?
Have you been interviewed by the FBI, Dr. Zerwanka?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Has anybody in the district received a target letter from the grand jury?
Not to my knowledge.
Neither Fred Zerwanka nor anyone else in the district has ever denied they handed out the Candyman stipends or any of the other extra payments. But they've never fully explained why they chose to give administrators secret payments instead of just boosting their pay. School Board President Brad Haggard would only say the district must be more transparent, that it will fully implement any suggestions from the state auditor, and he believes patrons are mostly behind the administration.
There's always going to be staff, there's always going to be community members that might not think we make the right decisions. And, you know, that's in any profession, any community.
There is a rage in our community right now that is palpable.
John Hickman is a local business owner who has a first grader in the district. And 2 years ago, he helped lead the effort to pass a bond issue to build 2 new elementary schools. Now, he wants a new superintendent and a different school board.
I mean, I think it is the board and the administrators are some of the most despised people in town right now.
And that rage, says Hickman, and many others, not only comes from the hundreds of thousands of dollars in unapproved pay for administrators, but also from alleged nepotism. School board member Chris Stanford says the district seems to expect better choices from students than its leaders.
If a student is caught cheating, huge consequences. And yet on a much grander scale, these poor decisions have cost so much more, and I haven't seen any accountability.
Danford says after 2 parents asked about the Candyman stipends last winter, she confronted Zerwanka, expecting to hear it was all just a rumor. It wasn't. And last March, Danford said she felt compelled to go public at a board meeting. And going public, she says, cost her a lot of friends in the district and city who thought she should just keep quiet.
Good morning, St. Joseph School District. On behalf
Back to the district convocation. Before awards were announced and the Teacher of the Year introduced, there was the obligatory introduction of school board members. All got polite applause, but then Danford was introduced.
Chris Danford.
Looking surprised at the ovation, Danford clutched her hands to her chest and fought to keep composed.
I have so much support from the community and from staff. It reminds me that we just have to do the right thing.
Danford continues to agitate at school board meetings. She was the only one to vote against next year's budget. The FBI continues to interview people inside and outside the district. The grand jury is reviewing documents, and the district expects a scathing report from the state auditor in the fall. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.